Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley is applying pressure on the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission as the NRC considers relicensing the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth. In a recent filing, Coakley calls on the NRC to consider similarities between the tsunami-damaged facility in Japan and the plant in Plymouth as it goes through the license renewal process. The disaster in Japan was on the minds of many people at a recent public meeting about Pilgrim, as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Until the Japanese disaster, the opposition to the nuclear power plant in Plymouth had become as sleepy as a town on the Cape in winter. But the damage at the Fukushima plant has awakened fears among many people who live near Pilgrim, especially those on Cape Cod. The federal government's nuclear watchdog, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, recently held a rare Q&A session about Pilgrim. About 80 people asked questions about safety, evacuation plans, and the relicensing process. James Clifford, who lives in Wellfleet, said he's worried about the spent fuel rods.
Our main concern is the fact that we have the storage pool populated with a number of spent fuel rods that's much greater than the original design for the facility. I think the original design was around 800 and it now has over 2,000. What percentage of those spent fuel rods in the spent fuel pool at this point in time would be eligible to be moved into dry cask storage?
Don Jackson, branch chief for the NRC, responded.
A large percentage of the fuel that's in that pool that can be moved currently to dry fuel storage. However, the NRC has determined that either dry fuel storage or storage in the spent fuel pool at the plant is a safe method to store that fuel.
However, there is no dry cask storage on site at Pilgrim. Building that would be required for license renewal. The plant is currently looking to get a 20-year extension. For that to happen, as far as Diane Turco of Harwich is concerned, they should expand the evacuation zone from 10 miles to 50 miles, so it includes the Cape. Especially, she said, in light of the fact the NRC said the Fukushima plant should have a 50-mile evacuation zone.
Are the citizens of Cape Cod in any risk if there is a radiological accident at the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station?
I would say that the current emergency plans associated with the Pilgrim Nuclear Station, which are deemed adequate.
Again, Don Jackson of the NRC.
And the reason for that is, if there were to be an event at the Pilgrim Nuclear Station, the level of interaction between the state and federal government would allow decision-making to occur faster, more robustly, such that the folks on Cape Cod would be protected.
Jackson added the NRC is not reevaluating evacuation plans as part of Pilgrim's license renewal because that's something they monitor every day. And while the NRC has formed a task force to look at lessons from the Fukushima disaster, this will also not factor into whether or not Pilgrim's license is renewed. This prompted jeers and moans from audience members who said it was irresponsible for the NRC to let Pilgrim keep operating past 2012 without applying changes in the wake of Japan's crisis. Mary Lampert, a longtime anti-nuclear activist who runs the citizens group Pilgrim Watch, said for one thing, the Plymouth facility should add backup generators.
The main problem at Fukushima was loss of off-site power and the inability of the backup systems to carry forward. There it was due to the earthquake, tsunami. But what hasn't been discussed, and I'd like you to consider, is moving as much as possible to passive systems, systems that do not require electric power.
The NRC said the task force is looking at the issue of backup and emergency power supplies in light of Japan. Meanwhile, the opposition to relicensing Pilgrim is building. There'll be a citizens' forum on nuclear safety in Duxbury next week. Attorney General Martha Coakley wants the NRC to hold off relicensing until the Japanese disaster is better understood. So does Congressman Ed Markey. He also says the NRC needs to explain what happened in early May when the Pilgrim plant had an emergency shutdown because of human error. But the opposition is facing an uphill battle because the NRC has never denied relicensing of a nuclear power plant. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.